Exercise 9, page 17. Recording 1.
Thanks for the coffee, Dave. Shall we take it over there by the window?
Yes, that's fine. So tell me, Fran, how did moving house go last week? Have you settled in yet?
Don't even ask. I've still got 50 cardboard boxes to unpack. They're all stacked up in the living room. I never realised I had so much stuff, and I had terrible trouble finding enough boxes. I ended up having to order some online.
Oh, wow. You should have asked me first. I could have saved you the money. At the supermarket where I work, they're always throwing out empty boxes, and lots of other shops near us do the same.
Yes, well, I didn't think. Anyway, the movers were great. They carried everything up 2 flights of stairs without grumbling. There's no lift in my new apartment building, you see.
That should keep you fit. Gosh, look at the time. If you're ready to go, I'll just ask for the bill.
Recording 2.
Calling all DIY fans. What about that neglected, unloved part of the house you never get round to? We've all got one. That box room upstairs that's turned into a junk room. A kitchen that's seen better days. A lawn that's become a jungle. A patio that never got paved. But you can fix all that with a little help from Complete Home Stores. So, grab your wallpaper brushes and your wood varnish. Fire up your lawnmower and your power drill, and turn those unloved corners of your home into unbelievable makeovers. For everything you need for the job, just pop into a Complete Home branch near you today.
Recording 3.
Our guest this week is Fiona Myers, a Zen-style interior decorator. Fiona, we've all heard a bit about Zen philosophy. How does this relate to home decor?
The West started getting into Zen philosophy in the 1960s. Its devotees aimed at a calm, stress-free lifestyle by getting rid of anything unnecessary in their lives. This principle is carried over into Zen-style decor, which is minimalist and free of clutter. So, throw out anything you don't actually need. It's only in the way. I'm amazed how people don't seem to realise that by hanging on to things, they are not fulfilling themselves, but just adding to their stress levels. Another point is the colour scheme. My living space is decorated with natural, earthy colours like beige and grey. I find them far more calming than bright, flashy colours. Nature should always dictate to us both in colour and choice of material. Wood, metal, and bamboo, for example, are much better options than plastic and other synthetics.